You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. I think this is a three-peat guest, probably more, but I always love our conversations with this organization.
They have been on several times, and it's a fantastic program. I'm always interested in hearing what they have come up with next.
Well, what's great about a lot of these kinds of organizations in Metro Atlanta is the educational component mm-hmm. that a lot of them feature. And today we happen to be talking to the lady running that operation here. So let's welcome Sarah Clay Linval. She's the Director of Arts Education and Community Relations at ArtsBridge. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, the pleasure is mine. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful for you swinging by and joining us. Before we dive into everything happening at ArtsBridge, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. Well, I recently moved back to Atlanta. I am a Georgia peach originally and moved here from Manhattan or New York City. And I was there for 7 years. I went there for graduate school at NYU and studied music theater performance. And prior to that, was studying music education. And I was teaching up in New York. I taught a choral education and also a dramatic arts at a high school up in Manhattan. And before that, I taught elementary music education. And before I was ever living in New York, I also had a short time working and performing at the Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, fun.
It was a lot of fun. So my world has been filled with education, the arts, and performance. So I was lucky to be brought back to Atlanta because my husband took a job here in the Atlanta area. He is an architect, actually a director of marketing for the architecture firm Perkins & Will. And so we were brought back here, and I am thankful to be close to family and friends again.
And you have the perfect job for you, too.
Oh, absolutely. For our listeners who don't know about ArtsBridge, tell us more about the work you do.
Sure. So ArtsBridge is a wonderful organization that puts together field trips, master classes, family programming, and the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards. And so our goal is to give access to arts education for all students across the state of Georgia. And we really strive to give every student in the state the opportunity to see a live theatrical performance in a beautiful performing arts venue at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. So I have the privilege of working with arts professionals around the state to put together field trips that are live theatrical performances, master classes that are led by Broadway cast members, put together a wonderful awards program that is like the junior version of the Tony Awards mm-hmm. that celebrates music theater, and also fantastic family programs that bring together families through arts programming. And so it's really fun.
Yeah, like I said, perfect job. What a desperate need, in my opinion, for our youth today to be exposed to arts education, music theater. I mean, how critical is that problem? I mean, most of them are home watching Netflix or playing video games when they would be so enriched by being so much more further exposed. And I understand the constraints in our education system. It's tricky to do this the way we would all like to do it. But that's why this program is so important. I mean, how urgent is that need?
It's extremely urgent. These students are able to access elements that they don't usually get to experience in their classrooms. So this is giving them the ability to express themselves in a way that they don't usually have the opportunity to do. They're learning skills that they may not learn in a science classroom or in a math classroom. They are learning tools that they may take on with them in their career so that they can be efficient in public speaking and in team building and in life scenarios that even if they don't go on to pursue performance or the arts, they're going to be successful and well-rounded human beings because mm-hmm. they were exposed to arts education. And I think that's the goal. You know, yep. We all want to be great humans. And this is connecting those young human beings in a way that is different in any other classroom setting.
You know, with the new school year just started, which I still can't believe the kids are back in school, what programs or events do you have planned for educators and teachers and
That's
students?
A fantastic question. So this year, ArtsBridge has offerings that are more robust than ever before.
Oh, wow.
We have 15 field trip programs this year. That's more than we've ever offered. And we have worked to create curriculum offerings that span almost every subject. So we want to work with educators to allow their students to have cross-curricular ties to the subject areas that they are learning already in their classrooms. So we have a science show. We have a show that has ties to Chinese history and culture. We have a show that has ties to literature. There, it's all about the Phantom Toll Booth. And so we know that that is a unit that goes on in fourth grade in many of our elementary schools. We've got our first pre-K show offering this year with the Hungry Caterpillar, which is very exciting. It's adorable. And we know that so many of our pre-K programs love Eric Carl, the author. So we're excited to bring that beautiful performance in. We've got the Earth's Prehistoric Aquarium, which is a unique puppetry performance. And that also has ties to prehistoric studies. So there are many, many programming offerings that we have built in order to allow teachers to go back and connect to other subject areas. And in addition to that, we've created a educator guide that goes along with every single field trip so that teachers can build lesson plans prior to the show. They can lead their students through the show programming and allow them to know exactly what they're about to see, what they are seeing. And then post-show, they've got activities that they can lead their students through and curriculum connections that come from the Georgia state standards as well as the national standards for teaching.
That's great stuff, the supplemental work that you do there. I mean, it's one thing, I like knowing what I'm going to go see, because then I can almost appreciate the art side of it more instead of stressing about my following the story. And so I love that. All right, Sarah, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit jacksonemc.com.
All right, and we're back with Sarah Clay Lindvall of ArtsBridge. So, all right, right before the break there, you were talking about all your programs and these field trips. So you mentioned educators and teachers. How does it actually work? So if I'm listening to this and I say, oh, I would love to expose my class to one of these programs, how do they actually do that?
Fantastic question. So we've tried to make this as efficient as possible because we know educators are busy. And having been an educator myself, I completely understand. So we have our educators visit our website on www.artsbridgega.org, and they are able to go straight to our field trip page. It's right on the homepage. Once they click there, they can see all of our field trip offerings, and they can click on either our educator guides or they can click to reserve tickets. And under that area, they can also decide whether they want to purchase tickets right then and there, or they can click to reserve through our form and we will take care of it for them. It's very simple. It's a one-click.
Ooh, we like one-click.
Right, a one-click, one-and-done deal. And it's very, very easy. They can also download and either print or save our educator guides from that exact same page. And they can also apply for financial aid on that very same page.
Wow. So, I was just going to ask you, does this cost? Does the teacher have to pay for this? But it's not like there's programs with that in mind.
Right. Great question. So all of our tickets are $10. We try to keep everything very affordable. We also offer $6 tickets for Title I schools. We understand that many of our schools may have a challenge with, you know, these tickets. We want to make it as affordable as possible. So we do have financial aid available, and we encourage all of our educators to apply as soon as possible so that they can take advantage of this financial aid, because we do give it on a first come, first serve basis. We also have opportunities like Adopt a School and a bus subsidies because we know that the most expensive part of any field trip is the busing.
Oh, yeah. Hadn't even thought about that.
It is. Most buses are about $250 to $300 a pop.
Wow.
And they only bus about, you know, they only hold about 50 students each.
What is there a specific area of Georgia that Artsbridge serves? So for our listeners, you know, do you need to live in DeKalb County or where do you serve?
Well, we actually serve the entire state.
Wow.
We've also had schools come from surrounding states, including Tennessee, North Carolina, Alabama, and Florida. So it does seem that it would be easiest to serve just the surrounding area, Metro Atlanta, Cobb County, Fulton County. And we do have a majority of schools come from that area, but we also have schools come from Savannah, Augusta, Columbus. And so it is not unheard of to have schools come from far and wide.
Wow.
And we encourage schools to come from all over the state. We're here to assist you and we want to see you in our facility.
What about, let's say I'm a parent and I have a family and children, or I have a little neighborhood group and my school is not participating in this. Is there a way for individuals to kind of take advantage of this education and programming?
Yes.
How's that work?
So we have, in addition to our field trips, we also have family programming. Hmm. So if families want to participate in our programs and shows, we have programs that take place either on the weekends or even on some weeknights. And parents can visit our website as well and can sign up to bring their family. We also sometimes send buses out to certain areas of the Metro Atlanta area and have...
So there's going to be a bus in our area. If you want to participate, you can...
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
We alert those areas. Sometimes we send a bus out to the YMCA or Boys and Girls Club or and alert those families that we're going to be bringing in families to see a show for free. And that's part of our family programming.
Well, imagine with some of this free programming that you have opportunities for businesses to get involved or maybe sponsor the program. How does that work for those listeners who are dying to write you a check?
So yes, please. So we need help with these programs. So any donation is helpful, but companies and sponsors, we have schools that are willing to be and needing to be adopted. And so a donation as little as, you know, $10 a ticket, but as, you know, much as $250 helps donate a bus. Mm-hmm. If you want to donate for an entire class, you can donate for their tickets or donate for their tickets and their busing. And that is what we call our Adopt a School program. So if there are any companies who are willing to adopt a school or adopt some buses or adopt a school and just pay for their tickets, it's extremely helpful and allows students to see art in a way that they may have never experienced.
What a great way to serve the community, mm-hmm. to adopt a school or adopt a bus. I think that's great stuff. Now, if I just want to make a financial contribution or corporate, and we can do that too. I mean, how do you do that?
You sure can. It's right on our homepage at artsbridgega.org. There is a donate one-click button.
I like all this one-click. So if I wanted to get involved and volunteer, are there opportunities for that?
There sure are. So we have many opportunities with Artsbridge. One that's coming up soon is that we've got a Performing Arts and Visual Arts College Fair. It's the only one of its kind in the state. And we will need many volunteers that will be handing out pamphlets or helping to set up this massive college fair that will take place at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. So if you're interested in helping with that, please reach out to Artsbridge or myself. And my information is on our webpage. We also have opportunities for ushers, and that is through the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. We have so many volunteers who usher each of our field trip performances, and these wonderful people get to see a portion of each of the shows that they are ushering. Mm-hmm. And that's another fantastic opportunity.
Well, that's one thing we haven't talked about is the Cobb Energy Center. What an amazing facility that is. Unfortunately, we don't have time to get into that. But if you've never been there, this is almost worth doing just to experience that great venue as well. All right. Sarah Clay Lindvall, the Director of Arts Education and Community Outreach at Artsbridge. Sarah, it's great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by. And thanks for this important work that you do.
Thank you both so much. Have
Absolutely.
A great day.
You as well. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.